Another episode of the Walk-Ons. We preview Purdue, kind of. There's a lot of silliness in this episode. We also talk about Charlie Jones. It's all over the place. Hawked the Vikings. Our trip to West Lafayette on the bus one time when the plane ride didn't work out. And a whole bunch of other crazy stuff. Have some fun with us. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 365 of the dumbest podcast on the planet. And I'm just here to have fun with my friends because I missed that while I was away from this podcast. And I don't know if I have anything good to say about Iowa football, but I do have good things to say about my fellow co-hosts. They're great people, great friends, Kluver less than Kevin. But nonetheless, I love them both dearly and I'm happy to be here. Kluver, what's up, pal?
I love how he just kicks it to me after the... Kluver less than Kevin. Kluver, what's up? 365, boys. Now, if someone out there found
one podcast a day, every day for a year,
they would have one to listen to. And in fact, because of the live shows and a couple two-parters, they could actually do it into the new year and get yourself about 370-some. So that's a little bit crazy, man. A little bit of self-reflection on that. What's the key to success here? What's the key to our longevity?
Never let people tell you you're too stupid.
Okay. That's
my key would be just denial. Even if it doesn't work out, just keep going. Even if it's obviously going the wrong direction, just keep going. And then no one can stop you. So just keep doing it.
I think the key
doesn't matter if you're successful or not. If you have 10 listeners to every podcast, you too can do three sell a couple of podcasts.
You might be able to sell a couple t-shirts. I would say good advice. Good advice. I might go with the fact that Hawkeye Nation has carried us on their back. And we thank the crazy bastards out there who continue to tune in. We do have something, Drake, you're right. We have something that I think this world misses. And I think that is when people graduate from college and they go to the real world and they get married and they go have a family,
the hang,
the amount of the hang, right? That the, hey, you know, it's Friday night or it's the middle of a fucking Tuesday afternoon and all the boys are together. Maybe it's the girls. Maybe the girls are getting together for cocktails. Like, you don't get that anymore, or you don't get it as much. And that's the environment that we bring to the people, is us three, thanks to the advances in technology and Zoom and other, I guess, tech people who make microphones cheap and other stuff. We basically have a happy hour twice a week with the main topic being Iowa football, good, bad, or ugly. And nobody gets to tell us what we get to talk about. How sick is that? Now, has it almost gotten us in trouble multiple times? Yes. Did we have to kind of work through a potential lawsuit with the university? Yes. Did we shit on Dale? Did Drake tell Dale openly that he was going to set his house on fire? Yes. Did we openly tell multiple people over these 365 episodes that they can fuck off? Yes. But we're still here, baby. We're still kicking. And look at that addition to the Ward Den, that helmet. Shout out, huh? It's a nice little addition there, Kev. Oh, and he's gone again. He leaned back and the microphone went out again. Kevin's. This could be the episode where Kevin just slams his mic or something like that. Oh, shit. While Kevin figures that out, let's get to something important. I told you guys over the last two episodes, we've partnered with Picket, right? A little sports betting aggregation app. I've been slacking. I haven't made any picks this week. I'm going to have to literally pick mid podcast today, so we're gonna love that little silence edit button on the post show or the post production. I told you guys they were giving away $250.
Who'd they give it to?
And they weren't lying.
Who'd they give it to?
We got a winner. His name is Jim, and his account name on Picket is @331Hawk. Jimbo. $250 richer, my guy. Thanks for signing up using the Picket app. This is not the last time that we will do something like this with Picket. Obviously, you know, we've partnered together. Use code WALKON to sign up. You can follow me. You would be able to see that I was trash this past weekend at betting, but I still came out on top because I put more units than I should have on the Jets Patriots under. And 39 is less than 40. Holy shit. Woo. Dude, the Patriots kicked like 5 field goals in that game. If they were any better at the red zone, I lose that bet.
And you would have got dumped on.
Dumped. I wouldn't have won a single bet all weekend.
You'd have been, you would honestly probably been putting the kid up for adoption.
Hard to do that when it's not out yet, but yeah.
I think you can list them before they're out.
You can list for sale.
I think so.
Before you move out of the house. That's so not great. That's a horrible way to put it. Kev, are you back? You want to say something?
I wouldn't pay very much for your kid, Clue.
That's what you come up with to retest the mic? I just get fucked on? Why not?
What am I going to do with it?
I'm fucking dying. You're right. I don't know.
You got to wait at least 5 years before I can do some chores around the house or something.
Five years.
I don't know about y'all, but I started mulching the house when I was about 5 years old, and I hated it.
When you were five, huh?
Yeah. The boys got put on the mulching and outdoor duties when I'd say about 5 years old. Yeah.
I was an only child and my parents got divorced, so I'm pretty sure I was out there early too at my mom's house. My dad didn't make me do shit, dude. My dad didn't make me do a damn thing I did not want to do. But my mom did.
And it shows as an adult, Drake.
I was going to say something similar. It would not be hard to guess that Drake was an only child. Not at all. But we love you.
Hey, they say I bring something to this podcaster.
I guess. Anyway, on that Picket app, Jimbo, you got 250 bones coming your way. And I'm looking at the Iowa Purdue.
Congrats, Jim Biscuits.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Iowa Purdue game. And again, it gives you, this is one of the nicest things. It gives you all the best places to get each type of bet, right? So the best odds on Iowa right now, the odds that'll make you the most money, you can find that on, looks like DraftKings. They got Iowa plus 170 on the money line. Best odds you can find for Purdue are minus 190. And that's on sports. I'm not sure what that logo is. Line on here, best line currently sits at plus 4.5 for Iowa or minus 4 for Purdue on whatever app you're using. So it'll be interesting to see what I pull up here in a second. Well, I guess in about 40 minutes when we do Ward's winners, but I'm excited to see what Kevin has cooked up this week. And I don't know if Drake's still hanging with Jesus on the betting cycle.
I found the Lord.
Absolutely. Yeah. You Catholic? No, but Kevin is.
Ish.
Providence Catholic, baby. Hey, how's Providence Catholic in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, man, we're in the second round of playoffs, and we got this an old rivalry for the second round. We got Joliet Catholic Academy.
Oh, shit.
Joliet Catholic Academy. Yeah. The Lord is fighting with himself?
It's the holy war, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
It should be a pretty good game.
Gates better be open on Friday night.
Yeah, well, fill the stadium. Is it at PC?
It'll be going. At PC, yep.
So they're the higher seed.
No, so Illinois, they do it differently. It's the higher seed, but if one team has played more home games in the playoff than the other, it goes to the team that has less home games.
So we don't
no advantage then.
Field advantage.
There is an advantage. So theoretically, if the seeds all play out, so like as it should, so like say, you know, you have the 1 and the 16 and the 8 and the 9. The 8 yeah. and the 1 are the home teams, game 1. 8 and 1 both win. Then 8 will go to 1. So if it plays out as it should, as it's seeded, the home team will always be the higher seed. But if you get some underdog upsets in there, then things change.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
mean, as if Illinois wasn't enough of a screwball state, they hit us with that.
It's almost like a participation trophy of seeding, of home field advantage. Like
Illinois,
got to make things fair.
Participation trophy of a state.
A little. So bit. My brother, back when he was playing, my oldest brother, Pat, they had to go down to East St. Louis one time because of that. And that's a hike.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's also a rough town.
Rough area.
Really?
Boys.
East St. Louis?
Yeah.
The Kluver family. We got a little lost in St. Louis when I was a kid, and we ended up.
You went east.
You
found yourselves on the wrong side of the river.
We were on the wrong side of something. We found a. It's probably the only. So you know, like as a parent, there's probably these scenarios. I'll probably figure this out pretty quickly. You know, as it, you know, there's situations where you're with your children, and it's like one of those. You know, it would be like if you came upon Drake in the wild, right? And it's one of those situations where you're like, okay, kids, just don't look that way. Just let's go this. Here we go. Pass along. That's one of the only times I remember my dad and my mom having a serious conversation about needing to get the fuck out of where we were.
Was it East St. Louis?
We were in our, I remember it so clearly. The red minivan we took down there. We were staying at a nice little hotel. I think we stayed at an Embassy Suites, but we were not, it was not in the place that this was at. We were on our way there. And the bathroom that we stopped at, like this gas station, you had to get a key to go out back to the bathroom. And it was dark. And there were some people there that looked unruly. Maybe some people that Drake would associate with. And I'll remember that forever. Funny as hell. I think we went to a Cardinals game, and yeah, we did go to a Cardinals game.
Well, then at the, how the hell did you end up on the other side of this river?
I'm not telling you that we were on the east side. I don't know exactly where we were. Wherever we were, it was made. The end of that story ends with, I got a souvenir bat at the Cardinals game. The minute we got home, we ran in the doors, started playing mini baseball with a little foam ball in my basement. Bat came out of my hands, shot across the room, square into my brother's forehead, boop, right to the emergency room for stitches.
There you go.
Not 10 minutes, we made it home, and my parents are taking my brother to the emergency room.
They had to be so pissed.
They were fucking livid. And I think they still hold a grudge a little bit on me till this day. So that's
nothing more you want to do when you get home from vacation is just sit on the couch for a little bit. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love to go to the emergency room right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just which brother was it?
Austin, the middle one. I don't know what it was. It must be a middle child thing. Austin growing up had like 7 different incidents where he had to get stitches. And between me and Zach, both of us total, like once or twice. I think twice. Once.
So it was me and my family. I think I got all the stitches between the three of us. I don't know if Ryan or Pat ever had to get any.
Austin's got scars all over his body. Sliced his foot open one time.
Brother, Zach. They didn't want to take me to the emergency room to get stitches one time because I had gotten stitches like 3 times in the past year. They worried I was getting beaten, so I have a big old dent in my head right now.
Your parents worried about they were going to call DHS.
literally, man. You know what they did? They took me to the doctor who lived down the street and was like, can he get away without stitches on this one? He's like, all right, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to die.
And that doctor just wanted to have dinner that night. He's like, I mean, fuck. Yeah. I mean, yes. Oh, shit. Unbelievable. You got any good Stitches stories, Drake?
Yeah, I've had a lot of them.
But like as a kid, not.
I got hit in the face, in the eye with a hockey stick. And that cut my eyebrow open good.
Did you see that picture in the Discord of that hockey?
The best stitch story I've got is when I had a hernia surgery, right? And they stitched down the Steri-Strips. I'm actually cringing right now just thinking about the story. They stitched down the Steri-Strips, bro, and I didn't know it. and I was in the shower one day and I thought the Steri-Strips. I'm like, these need replaced, bro. And I ripped it as hard as I could, bro. And I mean, I was.
You're so uncomfortable telling this story.
Dude, I can feel it in my balls right now. It hurts so bad.
Oh. So you ripped all those stitches. You ripped those stitches.
It was bad.
You ripped them straight out your gut? Yikes. Dude.
You have a hernia surgery.
Back when I was young, man, I pulled up for a jump shot in Y basketball. Rip.
Wow.
Sports hernia or like a hernia?
Hernia.
So unathletic, though. I mean, come on.
Coming from the guy who trips over yard lines. Come on.
But, you know. I make up for it now. Similar to your hockey stick to the face.
Dude, that was as uncomfortable as I've been in a long time.
You looked out of place there. I watched Zach. It happened in slow motion. Swing a golf club.
Oh.
And in his backswing, it went square into Austin's cheek on the golf course.
So I like how you've mentioned a golf club.
Yep.
And a baseball bat.
Yep.
And a hockey stick.
Yep.
I've got all three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But you have to expect that, Kev. I mean, it's just it was war in your house. I mean,
a little bit. Literally one time me and Ryan were playing lightsabers with baseball bats and I caught one in the eye. I stumbled up the stairs and my mom asked what happened. And Ryan said he fell down the stairs.
It's funny, we didn't hear anybody fall down the stairs.
You guys were downstairs. What are you doing?
It wasn't technically untrue because with the blood gushing over my face as I'm crawling up the stairs, I did stumble a little bit down two steps. Not what caused the accident, but he didn't lie.
That was your first concussion, bro.
Yeah. I believe that was the first time I got stitches. The next time, Patrick is teaching Ryan how to putt, you know, golf with a putter. And I'm just minding my own business in the corner of the basement. And Patrick's telling Ryan, now you don't take a full swing with this. Next thing Ryan does is take a big old full swing. Ball ricochets, hits me in the other eye. Again, blood comes gushing down, yada, yada.
What did they say that time?
What's that? No, Patrick was there to tell the truth that time. There was the witnesses.
Patrick seems like a truth teller, like the rule follower, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't become a aerospace engineer and a doctor and a fucking lawyer and everything else that he's done without following a few rules.
I think the guy just likes school.
He loves it.
He's been in school for 30 years now.
Is he still in school?
Oh, yeah. Fourth year of medical school. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What? How old is the man?
He's 30.
No. Yeah, he's 30. We're 28. How is Patrick 31, only?
31.
Talking about Ryan?
Yeah, Patrick's 31. He'll be 32 next January.
What?
I didn't know they were that close.
Patrick's only a couple years older than us?
Yeah, so if Pat had redshirted, we would have crossed over 1 year with him in the Big
Ten. Whoa, I have no idea.
His last year playing was 2012, but he didn't redshirt.
Shit.
Dude, I thought Pat was old.
No. Facts. And that's probably because of I don't want to disrespect him, but he's got a mature look to him.
He's been a learned man for a long time. Like I'm feels a child like the, and he yeah. is simply not.
It feels like the man has 10 or 12 degrees.
Yeah.
Kevin's doing the
math. He's got a few. Yeah.
Wow. That was a great way to 20 minutes of Stitch's stories. I needed that. That was a good little laugh there. Send us your best Stitch story. I'm sure there's people that have got way better ones than us.
One time I was cutting fruit and I was being like a psychopath with it. And then I cut my thumb. I was like throwing up bananas and like chopping them in midair and shit.
When I was real young, I didn't know what a razor was. Like a, you know, my mom's that was just in the shower. And I swiped my thumb. I swiped my thumb across it.
Ooh, that'll make me cringe.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a chunk of skin.
Yikes.
Not good. I'm holding my thumb bad right now because I can still feel the pain. Actually, do I have a scar? Yeah, it's my left thumb. That was bad news, Bears. Anyway,
basketball, I took a charge.
Yeah.
Caught an elbow right in the lip, started spitting blood all over the court.
Yeah. I don't know where this is going. I hope you guys enjoy listening to this, but I'm about to tell another story because that opens it up for me. Freshman year, we are scrimmaging the sophomores basketball. I have braces at the time. This kid that I ran into had braces at the time. Our faces smashed into each other going for a loose ball. And my lip, this side, got pressed onto and then drug backwards on the braces and was stuck there. So to get it off, I had to pull it forward and off. The inside of my cheek was hamburger.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was not That's, good.
That is horrifying, bro.
And you know what sucks here is we all have these stories, right? So now I'm bringing a child into the world. Thank God, my beautiful
Think
wife.
About the world, the current world that you decide to bring a child.
It's the oldest child, though, so it'll be okay.
You're right. Yeah.
The younger children are fucked.
Yeah, thank God, Lauren, she is a absolute saint bringing this child into the world. But, like, kid's probably going to get hurt. Kid's going to have stitches.
You know, it'll be good for the kid, though. You got to get hurt every now and then.
You're right. You're right. I agree. You can't just
it's got to suck as a parent though.
Yeah, man. Like you're just signing up for trips to the emergency room, Googling if your kid's going to die or not, like all this stuff. Like you know. So,
I think my childhood has taught me like kid will probably be all right. And that's probably going to be my attitude.
What if Kluver fails at keeping his kid alive?
That would be tough. That'd be a tough one.
He'd be like, still fucking Jack, though.
Oh, man.
Ouch, dude. Let me just sit back. I got to sit down after
Can't
that.
Can't raise a kid. Still fucking Jack, though.
Suck as a dad, but my squat's 455. Holy shit. And so the opening of this podcast, as we talked about the keys to success and longevity, if you just talk about stupid shit like this for 24 minutes, then maybe people will listen. That's my only advice. Let's take a moment to recognize the sponsor, AdCraft Custom Apparel and Merchandise. Not only have they been absolutely imperative in our merchandising sector of the walk-ons, makes it sound like we have like a whole team working on it. We don't. In fact, the team is like they have taken on the role of our merch team. They are an independent company, AdCraft Custom Apparel Merchandise, but they are basically the entirety of what the walk-ons are when you see the flags, when you see the t-shirts. Very close to coming up here is Christmas and the holidays, and we, of course, will do our holiday run. Not only that, but we'll also be donating. We always do this in the beginning of December, a massive check to the Children's Hospital. A lot of that is because of the work that the people at AdCraft Custom Apparel and Merchandise do for us. If you are on a team at work, if you have a child who has a sports team, if you own a business and you need uniforms or apparel for that, if you just have some wacky idea and you want to turn that idea into reality, AdCraft can do it all for you. They have an art team. They make things look incredible. Their inventory is always full of great, good, like feeling items. Nothing I've ever worn from Adcraft has ever been like, it's all so soft, right? They can do it all. Custom printing, best in the business. We don't work with anybody who slaps around, and we've been working with Adcraft for over 2 years now. So shout out to the boys. Go check them out at custom. Go check their custom web stores out at adcraftwebstores.com. Where do we go from here? Holy shit.
Confession.
Let's go. Confession. Church.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Let's go to the football schedule, Big Ten football schedule for 2023.
We're in the wrong year, pal.
Yeah, I know, but it came out last week.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten to that, have we?
No, we didn't talk about it. And we wanted to because it does seem to match up, you know, maybe more favorably.
Isn't it just this same year reversed?
No, it's a little bit different. So we're going to open up next year with Utah State at home. We're going to go to Iowa State, Western Michigan at home, at Penn State to open up the Big Ten schedule. That's the toughest part of the schedule right there.
Yeah, that's tough sledding.
We'll come home versus Michigan State, home versus Purdue. We'll go to Wisconsin, but Wisconsin isn't, and who knows what they are next year. Teams change, but they are not they don't have as solid of a foundation as maybe they did when we were playing them. So at Penn State, at Wisconsin are the tough games, but the rest of that schedule is Minnesota at home, at Northwestern, Rutgers, Illinois at home, at Nebraska.
I'm not complaining, but why does it feel like ever since Rutgers has joined the league, we've played them almost every year?
Every year. I don't know.
I feel like that's always one of our crossover games.
Because I'm pretty sure that the way they do the crossovers is they draw out of a hat. Like it's random draw.
That's how we're doing it in 2022.
I'm dead serious. I'm pretty sure crossovers are randomly selected. Which you're right, Kev. I don't know if that's necessarily the way that the Big Ten should be choosing schedules.
This $100 billion organization is doing it.
Jesus. I mean, the amount of money that these schools bring in, these conferences. All right,
well, they're being fiscally responsible with it. I guess they're not paying $2 for some Excel software that can randomly input a thing for you.
Dude, the TV contracts make college football so mind-bogglingly valuable.
Crazy. The
advertisements and everything. It's ridiculous.
That's why we need to convince the Big Ten to give us our own show, TV show.
Yes. Yes.
And we need to start collecting.
Yes.
On that. Kev, your hair tonight, for a while there, it kind of gave me an emo vibe.
Yeah, dude. So I got to wear like the hair nut thing in the OR and just does crazy things with your hair all day. Yes. You just got to stop fighting it eventually.
Yeah.
Just let it do what it wants to do.
I don't have that problem. I stopped
fighting it a long time ago, Kev.
Drake is full on. I mean,
you're not fighting anything. You're like encouraging it.
I know.
Dude, I really hate to say it, dude, but you are.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Say it.
Don't say it. Without your mustache, dude. I'd pull that hair.
You can't unhear that.
And when I say I mean the proverbial, like, someone else might be maybe into, like, pulling that mane, you know, running my or your or somebody else's fingers through.
Didn't like that.
Didn't love it, dude. Didn't love it.
I don't know where to go with this podcast, dude. It's Purdue. Charlie Jones is about to dunk on us. I had to make it a little bit questionable.
Dude, and the worst part is I'm going to be cheering for him because I genuinely like him as a player.
Same. I mean, I don't know if I'm cheering.
Throw him the ball, I'm going to hope he catches it.
I hope he gets catches.
That sucks.
but I hope they go for 3 yards. Unfortunately,
just absolutely laid the fuck out.
Okay.
Hey,
fair. That's fair.
And I can understand that because that would usually be my sentiment. But I like Charlie Jones, and that's just simple.
I got nothing against the guy. I just hope he gets absolutely hit-sticked.
I did a little stat checking through 8 games for the live show that I did earlier today. And Charlie is 5th in the country in touchdowns with 9.
Is that Tennessee, more than our whole offense?
More passing touchdowns than our whole offense, yeah.
But with rushing, we have more than that?
Barely, yeah.
I think we got like 13 or something like that.
Yeah. The Tennessee receiver, I know he had 5 in one game. He's got 14 on the year. He's damn near scoring 2 tutters a game.
Yeah, I was told that the Tennessee quarterback is the front runner for the Heisman right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's the quarterback for like the number one.
He was second.
He's the quarterback for like one of the best offenses in the country. So that pretty much automatically makes you a contender.
Yeah. I guess it's just
they're scoring 49 a game over there.
It's just crazy for me to think that from where Tennessee has been in the last few years to the fact that now they have a Heisman front runner, that's wild.
Sometimes all it takes is a couple of dudes.
It's the Drake effect. That's all it is. I move to Tennessee, they get better.
Yeah. Nah. I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know about that.
Several of Tennessee's players do train with Jeremy Holt at Lipscomb in the offseason.
Is Jalen Hyatt one of them?
I don't know. I don't have names for you. I just know that he's pretty well affiliated with some of the Tennessee players.
How about GLC? So Tennessee at Georgia this week, right?
Yeah, big game. Huge.
Oh, my gosh. That's one I'll tune into.
Probably the most important.
8-point dog.
Tennessee is?
That's how good that Georgia defense is, huh?
Well, I know one of my bets.
You have to take Tennessee +8 with that.
I was just going to say, I know one of my bets tonight then.
Yeah. And the over, whatever. Well, depending on what it is.
66.
Maybe Georgia, not.
Georgia's got a defense.
That's a good defense.
Tennessee boys can put up some points now.
Oh. They can't they?
Guys can score.
Their stat lines have been ridiculous.
The CFP first rankings were out last night, by the way.
Yep, saw that.
Did you guys see that?
Tennessee number one.
Tennessee is number one. Ohio State's number two. Clemson.
Oh my!
Yeah, I don't know where that Clemson ranking's coming from. I think Tennessee at one is valid. I think they have by far the best resume in the country so far.
No doubt.
Are they
down
the reigning champs' throats like that?
I don't hate Tennessee and Ohio State at 1 and 2 at all. Clemson makes no sense.
Who'd they lose to?
They haven't
lost. They're still undefeated, but you know, they just haven't played that great.
And their resume isn't impressive.
The most confusing one for me was LSU at 10.
Are they not good?
They have one good win. They beat Ole Miss pretty good a couple weeks ago. But
yeah, they did stomp them.
That's pretty much all they got.
But didn't Tennessee light them up too?
Tennessee lit them up, yep. And they, I think, had a one-possession game versus an Auburn team who just fired their coach.
Yeah, tough one.
Yeah, so.
Anyway.
I'll tell you what. You want to talk about tight end U right now, it's Georgia. They got Brock Bowers. They got this other big-ass kid. And then they got Eric Gilbert, who, if he ever ends up being a player, he was the number one ranked tight end coming out of high school. That's a tight end room to be.
I mean, covered. It's fun to go to a national championship contender. Yeah. You know?
But that's an NFL tight end room for real.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Caliber talent.
Speaking of, Drake and I got to talk about it yesterday, Kev. You love that Hawk move to the Vikes?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's good for my my fantasy team. I am a TJ Hockenson fantasy owner.
It'll be fantastic in the playoffs.
I don't know, man. I think he's got to share more targets with like Thielen and Jordan Jefferson.
He's going to see the lightest coverage of all time. He's going to be an unreal check down guy.
Maybe. But I mean, no, Kluver, the Detroit's offense was number one in the NFL.
I know they score points. Yeah. I just think so do the
and
Vikings.
Hopkins scoring points.
For TJ, this is awesome. Good for him.
Elite.
Yeah.
Super elite. Yeah. you reposted Will Compton's video of it. He's like, the highway robbery.
Mask on type of robbery, man.
The Vikes are good, man. The Vikes are – there's a lot of people around here in the state that obviously you either got to go east and cheer for the Bears or you go up to Green Bay, cheer for the Pack. Or it's really the Pack, the Bears, or the Vikings around here.
And you want to know what's crazy? When I heard TJ – so I live in Arizona, obviously, don't get many Vikings games. And the Vikings play a lot of times in the early slot. Yeah. On Sundays, and I'm at the gym. So, like, I truly had no idea. I don't think I have anybody but Dalvin from the Vikings offense. So, I really had no idea how the Vikings were doing. I saw TJ got traded to him. I was like, huh, man. I wonder, because somebody's like, you know, TJ caught a trade up or something. I saw it was the Vikings. I was like, man, is this really a trade up? And I looked at their record. I was like, holy smokes, TJ's going to the playoffs.
6-1, baby. What were the lines?
I just gotta ask you this: how's a man of your means not own either Red Zone or NFL ticket or something?
It's simply because I'm not home enough to. So on Sundays, I go to the gym and I'm at the gym until the middle because of the time slot. Arizona's 2 hours back. You know, da da da. I will sometimes see part of the morning game before I go. But then I go over to Jared's after I train to hang with him on Sundays. So I don't have any need for it because on Sundays I'm not in front of the tube. Mm. Otherwise I would. But also because DirecTV can climb inside my dirty butthole and live because they suck terribly.
You got to get on that YouTube TV, man. It's
you got yeah, you got
YouTube TV is the shit. Yep.
And you got to clean that butthole. Why is it dirty?
You know, I poop a lot.
Look at that man. You're gonna tell me he has a clean butthole?
You're right, Kevin. That's a good point.
And just in case somebody tries to come touch me, some pedophile, when they get down there, they don't like what they got.
Pedophile. That's a Theo quote.
It is.
And when you say pedophile, it makes me think of Pedialyte, and that shit slaps. I love Pedialyte.
I'm glad that pedophiles make you think of Pedialyte, and obviously it has to do with kids, so that makes sense.
No, just how the word sounds, but all right, buddy. I got a question for you guys that is Hawkeye-based. Let's get back to the Hawks here before we get
into
it.
I don't know if I can answer it.
Well,
yes, I have consumed Hawkeye vodka in my life. I'm not proud of it, but it's happened.
You know that's distilled – That's distilled in Marshalltown, Iowa. Hawkeye vodka.
That sounds about right. That surprises me absolutely none.
And the grain alcohol probably comes from GPC and Muscatine.
Yeah, is there also a refinery right next to wherever they're distilling that? You just put the same product in.
Yeah, it's fuel. You know. I think you guys. I think both of you can have an opinion on this because it's not necessarily about. It's not about what has been happening on the field, Drake. It's been what's not happening on the field. And that is Keegan Johnson. We're to the ninth week, boys and girls. And I don't know what this guy has going on, but there's a lot of vague sort of not that they would be super descriptive on what was wrong with the guy anyway, but just seems like it's been kind of a weird situation that hasn't been, it almost feels like we forgot that he played on our team, you know, and arguably our best weapon offensively coming into the year. Now, Caleb Johnson has something to say about that. Kid can run the ball. And that's been really fun to see. We talked about Dolph. Talked him up when we had Dolph on before the season started.
Dolph didn't lie.
He did not lie. Kid can run the ball, especially when the O-line starts, you know, clearing space. We worried about Keegan going somewhere because at this point, didn't play, you know, he played in one game, got a few plays. You get four in a redshirt season. He didn't redshirt last year. So he's got a red shirt to burn if he wants it. And then 3 years of eligibility. And he's watching Charlie Jones be the, back to that conversation, Charlie is sixth or fifth in touchdowns, sixth in receiving yards, and second in receptions per game.
And this is the country, right?
In the country.
So he might be the top or the second in the Big Ten.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. is right there. He's with
number
him.
Number one.
Probably. I didn't look that closely, but those Charlie Jones and Marvin Harrison Jr. are the two best statistical receivers in our conference.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And yeah, you know. And so, you know, I think a lot of people are wondering, shit, is he just taking this year and we'll never see him again?
The only thing that I can say is that the person who may or may not have hinted at this to me a while back had proper information. That's what I can say.
Fifth.
Yeah, fifth. That's it. That's me too. I have to fifth it because I'm a man of my word. Fifth.
Okay, well, sometimes the most telling response is no response. And I think we just made all of Hawkeye Fucking Nation sad.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Fifth.
So go get yourself some Hawkeye vodka. All right, we'll cross that one off the list.
Kevin, that was so uncomfortable because, like, I there's no way, there's no possible way for me to talk about it. And that's
I got nothing to say. Actually, right. Fifth is against self-incrimination, though. So just no comment then, I guess.
Okay.
Sure.
No comment. All right. Well, how do we feel about this game, Kevin? I'll ask you more so that question. We're going to West Lafayette. Ass. Shit place to play. Stay in a shitty hotel. 1 year we had to drive there because somebody was trying to blow up the airport in Chicago.
That sucked. Was that 16
you remember that?
Or 14?
Well, it was just so weird that because we sat on at the airport, right, for a yep. very long time.
Yep.
And it was just like, why are we still here? And we had sat there so long that it was like we had burned time.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, we got to drive.
Fuck. Not good. Dude, that was tough. It was 16.
It was kind of fun, though, man.
No, it's not. It sucked.
I mean,
there's nothing fun about a 6.5 hour bus ride.
Dude, I remember me and Pete had a fun time on that bus. I don't know what to tell you, but me and a couple of Percocets had a fun time on that bus ride.
Okay. Well,
Percocet. All I know is I ate about 8 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Yes. We were doing black market Chick-fil-A trading on our bus. And I remember
that was always good to give me the 2 grilled for 1 crispy.
Absolutely.
And I ate 8 grilled Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
I remember when Fed came on the bus and said that we had to drive to West Lafayette, Indiana. Josie was fucking livid. And when Josie gets pissed, he gets funny. He starts acting a fool. And Josie on that bus was hilarious.
Yeah, and the worst thing was we're passing through Chicago at the I-80 294 interchange at approximately 6 o'clock on a Friday, which is just the absolute worst time you'd want to be there.
No worst time.
So, you know. Stop and go traffic right there. And then you got another 3.5 hours to go to West Lafayette. It was, yeah. I just remember on the way back is we're getting on the plane and the pilots and all, we'll be touching down Cedar Rapids in approximately 45 minutes right after we take off. And everyone's like, fuck yes.
Dude, coming home after wins on a plane was dope.
Yeah.
Felt
pretty
cool.
You got your nice little snack. You're feeling good.
But get me a bit. I was actually worried that we were going to have somebody just shoot us all after we were flying back from Penn State that one night. It was like 1 a.m, the saddest I've ever been. And I was just like watching.
Why would they shoot us all, man? They already beat the fuck out of us.
Yeah, they killed us.
No, I'm talking about like one of the coaches just comes up and shoots us all because of how we performed.
Wow. That's tough. Like that Texas coach that went off and got caught on. Remember that last year? Last year, the Texas coach came onto the bus.
Sarkisian?
No, it was one of their assistants, and he started blowing up, just motherfucking the entire bus. Like, I mean, it was all legit. He had a point on everything, but for people that aren't in the program to hear him motherfuck and use all that language, it was like a lot.
Is he still with the program?
I don't know. Should we?
We've all had our fair share of it. Maybe not Kevin. I don't know. Kevin, you were a pretty good player, man. Like, you didn't make a ton of mistakes.
I disagree.
You were always doing the right thing mentally, which probably saved you a lot of motherfuckings. I did not save myself any of those throughout my career.
Yeah, I was just bad and unathletic. So, you know, it's like, hey, fuck your genes, you know.
Hard to get mad at you for that, you know.
Tried my best.
They saw his ankle bones and they were just immediately like, man, what are we going to do? It's ankles. Look at what.
Bless his heart. He tries his best.
Phil Parker's watching the tape back going, this motherfucker, I can't fucking yell at him because he's just fucking not that good.
I'll never forget when Phil Parker told me that I walked like his mother.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
You got stiff ankles. You walk like my mother.
Oh, my God. And you had no response.
What can you say?
Holy shit, that's good.
Yeah. Sad thing is, like, his mother passed, like, a month and a half later.
That's not good, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, well. If this game in West Lafayette get played 100 times with these two teams,
how bad of dogs are we?
What do you think it is?
I would say it's got to be 2 touchdowns because of how high powered their offense is.
Bruh, not even Rosie, close.
Our defense is pretty good.
Clue told you about 20 minutes earlier if you were paying attention.
I wasn't.
Yeah, of course you weren't.
It started at a touchdown, right, Kev?
No. I don't know. Maybe it did. The biggest line I saw was Purdue -5.5.
Okay. I think I saw like 6.5 at one point early. It has been bet down to 4.5 points on every book that VegasInsider.com lists, which is 9 of them. Yeah.
All I know is that when I looked at the box score last week, it was like a lot to very little. So it's not like we can't get scored on, especially if our offense doesn't do anything and puts us in terrible field position. I mean,
yeah, but their defense isn't that great.
Our defense isn't.
It's not great.
Is not that great.
Oh, that's actually a really good news.
I think where we play well here is it's our strength against their strength, and our not strength against, you know, our weakness against their weakness. The problem is that Brohm has our number. Mm-hmm. Fucking he's probably why Phil Parker doesn't sleep at night, among other reasons, Kevin's ankles being one of them. And I mean, David Bell for the last 3 years sunned us. Just absolutely bent us over. Guy had, in 3 games against us, he had 4 or 5 touchdowns, 550 yards, and like 37 receptions.
Mm-hmm. Just Hall of Fame numbers.
I mean, first ballot. No doubt. Unanimous. So, I see the, let's see, what is the, what's the over-under at, Kev?
I thought it was like 41, I think I saw.
Let me click into it here. It currently sits at 40 41 or 40 and a half at some book, at a couple books, but 41 at most places. Started at 43 and a half and has been bet down. Ooh. So they're calling for 22-18.
Six field goals for the Hawks.
Drew Stevens, baby. Hey. That would suck.
I think it's supposed to there's a like a 40% chance of rain in West Lafayette, I think.
Oh.
I saw.
Oh, rain. Man, on that grass.
Dude, bring the storm. Bring the thunder.
That's good for us, of course, but that field will be an absolute disaster if it rains.
Yeah, that's tough.
Not going to lie, though, kind of a fun place to play. Feels a little bit more like super high school rather than like Big Ten college.
I'd rather play.
I enjoyed our game there.
I would rather play there than Ryan Field.
Yes, 100% every time.
To me, there's like no difference. You're going to get more Hawk fans in Evanston. So give me the Northwestern all day.
You're right.
I think the Purdue Stadium is bigger, though, right? Significantly.
It is, but does it make a difference when it's not full?
Right. I don't know, but I was just wondering. I enjoyed playing at Purdue.
And Purdue's locker rooms are, oh man, they're both terrible. But
terrible.
Purdue's probably
however,
and Ryan Field's locker room smells so freaking bad, man.
True. I think I might have heard that this is a sold out game.
Really?
Am I wrong on that? I think
they are pretty excited that like this is the most riled up the Purdue fan base has been since Drew Brees was there. I think.
How many wins they got this year?
Well, that's the thing is they've played a lot of close games
and won none of them.
They're 5-3.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's not bad
with losses to Wisconsin.
Yikes.
A 3-point loss to Syracuse and a 4-point loss to Penn State in week one.
Were they at the Carrier Dome or did Syracuse come there?
They were at the Carrier Dome.
That's kind of tough, dude. Good teams have died at the Carrier Dome.
And Syracuse is a good team this year, too.
Yep.
Syracuse's only loss, I believe, is to
Clemson.
Well, it was to Clemson. They actually lost to Notre Dame last week, too. So they fought.
They got bitched by Notre Dame, actually. But
yeah.
But yeah, they've played a good. Syracuse has had a good year, relatively. I don't know. Purdue has had our number. They made us look like shit last year. They played three quarterbacks on us. Kevin could probably talk more about how they beat our defense better than other people do, but I think we've gone over it before. I mean, what's the key here? We got to punch him in the mouth a little bit. We got to make this dirty, huh?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, I think we have to be able to establish a little bit of a run game.
Yeah.
And if we don't, then we're just relying on dropping back passing all day long, we're fucked. I mean, we've seen that year round. So I think we have to try to find a little bit of a run game. I think we got to win the turnover battle.
Got to get turnovers.
No doubt.
Have to.
Capitalize on turnovers. It doesn't ever change, man. We got to win turnovers.
Same shit, different week.
We got to win on special teams and win field position.
We got to – I do believe this. I saw a stat today. I think Doctorman put it out there. Over the last 4 or 5 years, Purdue has averaged 3 passes of 25 yards or more on Iowa. The rest of Iowa's opponents have averaged 1.4 passes. So yep. I would say stopping the big play – limiting,
yeah, and, you know, if you were ever in a defensive meeting, like the 2-minute defensive meeting before KF yeah. comes and we get KF's pre-bus speech and then we go to the stadium,
right?
Phil's first thing is always no big plays. So,
yeah,
I'd absolutely agree with you. And it does seem like Purdue's found ways, or I mean, they just had guys that could do it. So, I like our guys in the back end, man. I think if they're playing sound in their defense, they're gonna have to be really on top of it with cause like you said in a previous episode, Purdue has always found ways to find holes in our zone defense.
Yeah.
We're just gonna have to be really on top of that with route recognition and transitioning those or passing those routes off quicker.
There you go.
We'll see. Hopefully we get him off schedule. Hopefully we can get some pressure on the quarterback. I think that'll be huge as well.
Yeah.
Do they have a dominant X receiver though? Because like that's kind of how they've smoked us in years past, is they've just taken their one-on-one matchup with the X and anytime they could get it and thrown it every time they could get it.
I don't know what Charlie.
I mean, Charlie Jones has twice as many receptions as their next leading guy. So who's the tight end?
But he's a slot receiver. He plays Z.
I think they put him wherever the damn.
I was going to say, anywhere. I think Purdue kind of slots him all over the place.
Yeah.
He's their guy. I mean, he's their guy.
It's crazy, man.
So as far as receiving yards, it goes Charlie at 840. The next most has 376, 275, 209.
We got to shut down Charlie. We just got.
Does he punt and kick return too?
Yes.
Man, this guy, he's a.
But he don't got the Iowa Hawk guys blocking for him on those punt and
kick. He don't.
No, he's the Mr. Do-It-All for them. He's their everything. What do they call Russell Wilson? Mr. What?
Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Unlimited. Oh, man. Charlie Jones is unlimited, huh?
How you doing? I'm doing unlimited. Oh, God, I hate that guy.
Dude, Russ is weird, bro.
He's weird, man.
How about I mean, it not like this is like – it's not crazy that this happened. It's just crazy that we have a friend in this situation. Russ is obviously married to Sierra. And
I was wondering, how did I know you were going to say this?
A couple weeks ago, Josie was like, yeah, I just saw Sierra in the elevator. I mean, what the – Josie doesn't even know who that is. Like, he has no – I mean, he does because he plays with Russ now, but
– Dude, I mean, Sierra had some absolute hits in, like, 2005.
Yeah. And she's one – she's, like – I'm pretty sure she's one of those celebrities like J-Lo who just doesn't age. Like,
yeah, for sure.
So Josie –
you got enough money, they'll keep you young for forever.
Hopefully Josie –
until you die.
Until you die. All right. Well, unfortunately, Marshall could not pull through against Coastal Carolina. We were going for 5 DRF walk-on boosts in a row, and Marshall couldn't pull through. We're trying to get back on board this week. Shout out to
the folks have been tailing it or what?
People have been tailing.
Yeah, we get analytics.
Oh yeah, and. The
once
DRF
it was like 3 in a row, everybody was just on the train or
we
what?
Were hopping on, dude. We were hopping on. And shout out to DRF, big time sponsor of the show. Love that they're allowing us to do a collab with them. IA.drf.com. We're coming with a new boost tomorrow. I don't have it for you tonight. I got to talk to my people. But when we do have it, it'll be there. IA.drf.com. Sign up, hometown sportsbook. And if you're in local Des Moines area, check out the actual in-person DRF Sportsbook at the Lakeside Hotel and Casino in Osceola. They have the biggest 4K video wall in Iowa, stadium seating, and it feels like Vegas. It feels like Vegas down there.
Dude, DRF. That's a dream. Do you know what I would have done in college? Well, in the times where we could watch games on Sundays, I would have been there.
Yeah. I was going to say, how are you going to be at the casino more than you already were?
If they would have had a Vegas looking sports book in there.
Well, they've got one at Lakeside Hotel and Casino, which is about 50 minutes from my house. So if you're anywhere in Des Moines, south of Des Moines specifically, go check it out. Great place to catch the games, make some bets. They have exclusive promotions over there. DRF Sportsbook. Shout out to the boys. And that brings us to everybody's favorite segment.
DJ Kevin. Yes.
Yeah. All I do is win, no matter what.
And we don't win. We don't win a lot around here recently.
We're 1-2 podcast.
1-2 podcast. We were 1-5 collectively this past weekend. So, I mean, tail at your own risk.
What are the updated records?
Yeah, let me pull that up quickly. Kevin Ward on the season is a solid 13-10. I currently sit at 9-14-1. Drake quit betting after he was 3-9.
Dude, the NFL's too hard, man.
It's so hard, dude.
And that's the thing is that it's hard already, and I don't watch enough of it anymore. I just simply don't get the opportunity. So I'm just going to stop pretending like I actually know what I know. Like,
yeah. That's sports betting's hard, man. It's hard. Nonetheless, this is Kevin Ward's segment. Ward's winners. Give me some picks, Kev.
We'll start off Friday night. We're going to go to the ACC. Give me the Duke Blue Devils minus 9.5.
Boston College, you said?
Boston College, yep. Yeah, Duke's been having a pretty solid year. Boston College is not.
Shout out Daniel Jones. He's been having a hell of a year, too.
I mean,
true.
The Duke Blue Devils putting up 422 yards a game. How about that?
A lot. Way more than that.
BC is only averaging 17 a game. So I think the Blue Devils get it done on Friday night. We'll
so you're taking a money line?
Duke is minus 9.5. No.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah, that is your fault. Yeah. We're going to move over to the group of five. Give me Tulane minus 7.5 at Tulsa. Tulane, currently the highest ranked group of five team. They're looking to find a New Year's Six Bowl. And I think they're going to try to run a train on Tulsa. So give me.
Wow. Okay. They were minus 5.5, you said?
7.5.
7.5.
And then we'll finish it off in the Big Ten. We got the Michigan men minus 26 at Rutgers.
Wow.
Michigan is a team that loves to beat up on inferior teams. I think they just do a great job of it. They need style points. They're ranked outside the top four right now. So I think they roll.
And I like that.
It's a great pick, Kev.
What fucking town is Rutgers in? Yeah.
Piscataway.
Piscataway. That's right.
And we stayed in Newark.
Shithole.
It's not great.
Produces great people.
How's that lawsuit going, Akram?
Yeah. All right. I like those picks, Kev. I like those picks. You feel confident?
I actually do like these picks a lot. I'm feeling a good week.
Okay. TCU, man. They're playing.
Undefeated. Trying to sneak their way in there.
I think that Texas Tech, I feel like in the Big 12, every week you can get caught. TCU has proven to be the best team in the Big 12 so far. They've still played in close games. They score a lot of points in the Big 12. Give me the over 69 in Texas Tech versus TCU.
Okay. Okay, I can see that, man.
I can also see that.
I'm going to bring it down to a team that failed Kevin last week. The line has been bet up a lot. The Ohio State Buckeyes are at Ryan Field playing Northwestern. The line is 38.5. That is a fuck ton of points, man.
And you're taking it?
I'm taking the Wildcats, baby.
You're not.
The Wildcats to cover 38.5 points. Give me the Fighting Tits Geralds, baby. Come on.
Bro.
Didn't we just talk about how much
their ass,
Blue Bloods in the East love beating up on inferior teams?
My dude, if they didn't score the last play of the game, the Hawks would have beat them by 27.
I know. But they're at home.
What is your rationale?
What does that matter?
They're at home. They're still a Big Ten team. And, dude, 38.5 points is so much. It's so much.
Not in college, though, man.
But sometimes Ohio State,
dude.
Sometimes Ohio State
gets by 50.
Ohio State had a line early in the year against Arkansas State. It was 44 points. They didn't cover it.
Arkansas State's better than Northwestern.
You're right. I don't care. Give me Northwestern. They need it. They need something. And if they can cover against the Buckeyes.
That's not – so just lose by 38 points and that's something? That's getting their mojo back?
Yes.
100%. You're a screwball.
You're a screwball. Tennessee versus Georgia.
Least I admit it.
Tennessee versus Georgia. It says this thing opened to 12.5 points.
That's ludicrous. They got Tennessee ranked as number. This is just like Oliveira opening at plus 270 against Islam, dude.
Against the entire religion of Islam.
Wouldn't go there. We've been there.
Odds would be worse. Odds would be worse. Let's just say that. It has been bet down to 8.5. I see 8 on the majority of the books, but I still see 8.5 on a couple.
Still feel like you got to take Tennessee, right?
Absolutely. I'm taking Tennessee.
How many points if a team is good enough to be ranked number one?
And I'll tell you the rationale for this. And again, this game was at Tennessee.
Where are they this playing?
This one is in
between the hedges.
It's in Georgia.
Oh, it's tough between them hedges, boy.
But Tennessee was a 6.5 point dog to Bama, and they went into that game and straight out won the game
at home.
At home, nonetheless, I think they've got all that momentum right now. They got all the juice. Give me the Volunteers to cover 8.5 points. Those are my three picks.
I don't hate it. I'm just saying.
Like it more than
Georgia's defense and Alabama's defense are not the same.
They're vastly different. I understand. You like it more than the Northwestern pick, though?
And yes, much more than the Northwestern pick. Dude, I don't think Northwestern might not cover the spread the rest of their fucking year.
You're right. You're right. And you guys can come back on here on Sunday and tell me I'm a dumbass.
They're 1-8, and I think they lose by 20 points their next four games at least. Home versus Ohio State, at Minnesota, at Purdue, home versus Illinois. I do not see a 20-point margin anywhere in there.
They can lose by 37. I don't care. Give me the Wildcats, baby. Come on. Drake found Jesus. Still no picks, right? Anything exciting happening in the UFC world this weekend?
I haven't even looked at the UFC this weekend yet.
Not even a fan.
The UFC last weekend was such a bummer because the main event was awesome, and then he blew out his knee.
Tough. That's tough. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Somehow we keep going for like almost an hour and 10 minutes on these things. Appreciate y'all joining us for 365. Go back and listen to one a day. One for every day of the year. Take the lock-ons. That's definitely not us. We are not the lock-ons. We have no locks on this podcast. We are 1-2. The walk-ons, take us with you. 365, Kevin, Drake, myself. Talk to you next time. Peace.
Let's go, Hawks.